Yeah, we've come a long way from turn your head and cough.
What, why did you say that face? I mean, why'd you make that face?
Yeah, yeah.
What face? Why'd you say that face?
Randy.
What's your face saying?
Will you be giving them?
Did you get those big, oh, what they call them, small pot?
Yeah.
That honeycomb.
This cork.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I know, remember now.
Oh, not yet, no. Not yet. Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought.
So you start adding a clause that says increases.
I can go turn it off again.
To cover cost of living, to cover whatever. There's a clause you can put in a contract.
Okay, you guys ready?
Allow you to have raises in each one of them, and so that's what we need.
I'm coming for business.
We need to get better at that.
Yes, and we need to make sure that's in our standard language.
Okay, the Government Ops Committee convenes after a 10-minute recess. I have an amendment to offer, for ONCA 23-40, page 1, line 41, insert outside industry norms after compensation. Do you want to make a motion for that, or how does that? Chair would entertain a motion to insert outside industry norms after the word compensation on page 1, line 41.
Second.
There's a motion and a second on the amendment. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? The amendment carries. Is there any more discussion on this bill?
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Congressman Potts.
Motion to report ONCA 2340 to Congress for the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Chair.
Go ahead, Clark.
Could I have Congress, thank you.
You're welcome.
There's a motion to report ONCA 23-40 to Congress as amended, and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There is none. Moving on.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so this one, if you recall, in the last meeting, we had about 55 minutes of debate regarding this bill.
Chair.
Oh, go ahead.
I believe you might be not looking at the most recent agenda if you're looking at 51, because it's not on this agenda anymore. And also, on the very first bill, it didn't list Good Fox as a sponsor anymore. It listed Tillman. Okay. So if you're showing one that still shows Good Fox and ONCA 2351, that's the old agenda.
Oh, that's what I was looking at.
Okay, my bad. So that one's already reported out. So moving on to ONCA 23-55. Is that correct? What's next?
I'm looking at the wrong agenda.
The wrong agenda.
Okay, let me try resending the calendar invite.
Thank you, Caitlin.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I pulled it from there.
Does it? Did it update?
It did.
Okay.
All right, good. I'm ready whenever you are.
Well, I just had it. Hang on. So it is 2355 is next. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
That is accurate. Okay. Moving on to ONCA 23-55, an act to amend the Osage Nation Boards Act at 15 ONC 5-105 to require the boards to provide orientation training to new members and establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Lemon. Congresswoman Lemon, you have the floor, ma'am.
Thank you, Chair Keene. This act is an amendment to what it says to our Boards and Commissions Act. Our Osage Nation Boards Act, and this is inserting language that doesn't exist at the moment. After we have gone through some of the unfortunate situations that we did with our gaming board, and then also in just looking across, you know, the nation at our boards as a whole, something that became very clear to many was the fact that we, as a nation, could use some improvement. Always. And when we find areas that we could use improvement or have improvement, you know, it's up to this body if it can be legislated to help with that. I'm going to be very frank. I have not spoke to executive about this. I don't know, you know, how they feel on it. Haven't received any information after filing the bill. I was personally very cued in on the questioning during some of the hearings that we had and asking each board member if they received orientation. And the resounding response was no. Based on experience from other, you know, positions that I personally have held and working with boards, depending on what kind of board you're working for, most orientation is required. This would be best, you know, looked at as it should be something that should already be in place. And if it is in place, it's not being followed. And I'm not here to point fingers. I'm not here to, you know, say that, you know, that we have failed, but we definitely have not supported our individuals that we appoint and confirm and given them the best opportunity to serve and have the knowledge of their the true deep knowledge of their responsibility and then day-to-day, whatever our board's responsibilities as they sit there and do business for us as a nation. I feel that this inserted language is basically going to really open the eyes, hopefully, of individuals who choose to serve in the capacity as a board member to understand that this must take place within 60 days of them being appointed, not confirmed, but appointed to a board. This affords them the best opportunity to become a solid board member. And I hope that this committee and our congressional body can support this addition of language at this time. And that's all I have at this point. And any questions or anyone has, I'd be happy to try to answer.
Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. Congresswoman Lemon, I think this is a great idea and definitely something that we need. How do you envision this working? Are you looking at it as a standard training for all boards or board specific that the boards will handle? How do you look at this down the road?
Thank you. May I, Mr. King?
Go ahead, Congresswoman.
Thank you. Thank you, Congresswoman Shaw, for that question. So ultimately, how I envision it is that we, you know, we have to be very careful on crossing a line and not putting our toes or fingers into the day-to-day operations of the nation as far as executive goes. And I see it more of a requirement that each board would need, every board that we have and commission, that it would be a requirement of them to have some type of documented orientation process that is required to be completed by any new individual coming onto a board. Does that answer your question?
It does, thank you.
Chairman.
Sorry, go ahead, Congressman Maker.
Yeah, my question is kind of along the same lines, but maybe I need a little more detail. I mean, do you mean like a classroom orientation for each member? And what if they cannot make it? What if they refuse to do it? So are they disqualified if they can't attend this orientation? I think if you could, each board could have like a orientation packet with information vital to their, you know, responsibilities. You know, I think some of our boards may have something like that already. I'm not sure. But I'm just kind of curious along with what Congresswoman Shaw was saying, just how I'm kind of curious how this is going to work. Is it going to be like a classroom or a Zoom? Someone's going to have to put this all together for each board. They're going to have to put some kind of a program or your orientation on paper or something. Thank you.
Okay, so we got Congresswoman Lemon, go ahead, and then Congresswoman Revard and Congresswoman Stabler. Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you. Thank you, Congressman Maker, for that question. So for a little bit more detail, so when we look at it, how the bill is written in front of us today, it's more of an outline of saying an orientation is required. How executive decides to implement that orientation is up to them, because I don't feel like it's constitutionally that we can sit here and say you have to have this type of this training, this many hours in this classroom, and that type of thing. This needs to be developed. Those particular items I envision being hopefully put in place by our executive team, with help, of course, from the board members, and I'm hoping that they would amend their bylaws if they don't have a current requirement in their bylaws and their board policies to say that you must have an orientation. And that's how I envision it. Not that we would hear at this body say that this is the day that you have to do it, and that, you know, this is the type of orientation that we are going to be putting together for you, because that is more of an executive function, in my opinion. This is just basically saying, you know, there's a lot of boards that have, we have a lot of requirements in our Boards and Commissions Acts that each of these boards are required to uphold and follow. And it's been apparent that orientation has not been afforded to our members who sign up, get appointed, get confirmed. And it's not their fault, because they're new members. And so they don't even really know what they're stepping into. Then they're not afforded the opportunity to find out what their job entails. And so I just want it to become a requirement that in order to serve, you must have an orientation documented within 60 days. How they decide to do the orientation, whether it be just one-on-one, I mean, when I say that, executive and the board members and the actual board, that's on them. But I just need to, I feel like we're at the point with everything that we have learned, especially with the gaming board, but also with some other boards that we've talked to in different times, that it needs to be a requirement to be able to serve on the board. Did that answer your question?
Well, sort of. I still don't see what happens if someone doesn't do it. Are they disqualified?
May I respond?
Yeah, go ahead, and then Congresswoman Revard, go next.
I'm sorry, I didn't answer that part of your question, Congressman Maker. So I would hope that we wouldn't have to come to a point where, that may have to be a constitutional amendment, I don't know, but I would hope that they would put into policy that if it's not completed within 60 days, then they would no longer be able to be a member of the board. Meaning that they would, after their appointment, if they had not completed their orientation within the 60-day window, that they would not be able to serve on the board.
60-day window?
Yes.
Where did you come up with that number?
I pulled it out of the air.
I thought so.
I mean, would you like a longer number?
No,
I mean,
shorter.
I don't really have a problem amending it. It just, I had to put a number in there. I wanted there definitely to be a stop short. You know, this is it. You have to, you have to get this done.
Yeah, I thought you was leaving that up to the, it says here in your act here, to the boards to provide orientation.
Yes.
It doesn't say executive.
But you see, right, Mr. Maker, but the boards fall under executive too. So it would be ultimately, the biggest umbrella would be an executive function through the boards. That's how I see it. You may not see it that way.
I'm just trying to see how everybody sees this. The board members, the candidates, the ones who had to provide this training, they're going to have to set up some kind of a format or whatever packet for this, and a Zoom, and you're going to leave us, put this on the executive to set this up.
It wouldn't be me putting it on it. It's our body if we decide to adopt this particular piece of legislation. And I did receive phone calls from board members and some board chairs concerning orientation. And actually, I'm not going to name those people because I didn't ask them. I didn't say, you know, I'm going to talk about it openly here today. But I received phone calls after and during the hearing process, and the resounding message that I received from these members of board members was, we hear you. We hear you that we are not being trained and afforded the opportunity to know what our positions are and what's required of us. And we are going to be working on making sure that we have something in place to give the support to our individuals that we're appointing and confirming. And that's where this was bore out of, more so than even the hearings, is that there was other members from other boards saying, you know, I didn't get to have orientation. And it's, I'm sad that we don't have that process already in place, or if we do have that documented that it's supposed to be done in our bylaws, which some do, they're not following them.
Congresswoman Rivard, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair. So I'm glad that you drafted this bill and have presented it, because I do believe it's necessary, and I've seen changes over the years from board members being provided orientation and training and the documents needed to be a good board member, including laws, bylaws, maybe articles of operation, and things of that nature. I was, you know, part of the foundation board some time ago, and I always bring this example up. At that time, under Chief Redigal, they had Debbie Atterbury as the liaison. And so after I was sworn in, I went over to Chief's office and she gave me a full packet. Here's their annual plan. Here's their current financials. Here's their minutes. Here's the bylaws. Here's all the laws and that's associated with this entity. And that way, after I was, you know, sworn in, I was able to read those documents. So the first meeting, I was ready. And I understood exactly, you know, what I was there for and what my duties and responsibilities were. And so, although it wasn't really an orientation, I was prepared because of those documents. But once we got into, when I was placed on the board, then at that time, you know, tried to figure out how everything worked and what have you. I encourage this. I think it's a really good bill. What we're doing, it sounds as though, is we're addressing a void. And it's just communication. And I think it helps us help the board members to have good information. I like that when I took office here at Congress that we had an orientation, and it was 2 days, but it was so helpful to walk us through those steps of what to expect as a new congressperson. And I could see the same concept and context for these new board members. And I like the actual time period that you've stated, because, you know, you go through, as a board member, you get sworn in, and then you have to wait to get confirmed, you know, and I think that we have other bills here to address that time period of confirmation, but I don't see any harm. I think it could only be a better, so it's a resolution to avoid, and we've heard this from, I agree with Congresswoman Lemon, a lot of new board members come on and they don't, we actually have officials and other entities that don't even realize they have to follow Osage law. We actually have board members and that we've learned and folks that they oversee that don't understand that they have to follow Osage law. They're board members that may not even have a copy of our constitution. And so, and if you guys remember when we, during CJO, the chief of staff had come and asked for a deputy and explained to us that that person would kind of be the liaison to these boards, because we see this void of communication. They don't understand our laws, certain regulations. They don't understand our process. So it's just to me, it's a great way to say, look, this is us supporting the boards. So I'm going to totally support this bill, because I feel like It's good. I think Congressman Maker makes up some good points. It sounds like he's wanting to ensure that this happens. You know, what if it doesn't? And that's a good question too. But I think that's outside of our realm with that. So I hope that executive and the boards welcome this new process, because it's a positive step in the right direction.
Thank you, Congresswoman Reward. Congresswoman Stabler, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. It's kind of following along the same lines. It's my feeling that we haven't done our due diligence to these people. We've selected them. They've come from the outside world, and we say, come be a board member, period, and that's it. So this is taking care of our business on the other side to say, now here's all the information that you need, and here's how this works. Because we've seen time and time and year after year the frustration of these boards and in the predicament that we've put them in, and then say, well, too bad. And these are practically volunteers. They do get a stipend, but they're certainly not full-time employees. So anything we can do to benefit them, and, you know, even with us, every couple of years, we have another orientation for a new class that's coming in. And the old are able to go to that if they want to. So you can get a refresher course. I think that's also something that would be important for them. But I do, especially in this past year, I think we've all seen the frustration in our boards for not giving them the proper tools, the proper interpretations, and giving them what they need to be good board members. So I'm fully in support of this bill. I appreciate that it's here, and I think there can even be more done in the future. So thank you.
Yeah, I want to say something real quick. Yeah. Thanks, Congresswoman Stabler. And I agree. Ideally, this wouldn't even be necessary, because it's kind of self-evident, or should be, that when you're on a board, you should have some kind of orientation. We wouldn't need law to address this. But as Congresswoman Lemon, Revoort, and Stabler have said, we failed the people because these boards haven't been doing that. So we have to make this law. And I agree, Congressman Maker, there are still a lot of question marks, but we wouldn't want to address the law to get into, like, the way they structured the orientation. That's more of just a policy. So it'll be on them to kind of craft the processes of how they want to do it and the reporting. But, yeah, and as far as who they ultimately answer to, since it is a law, it would be the AGs, the actual branch of government that's has to enforce our laws. So I know someone said executive. Well, yeah, they would report it to executive. But the strict legal aspect of it is the AG is the one who enforces the laws. So I think this is a step in the right direction. And I also agree with Congresswoman Stabler that we can add to it. And that's all I have for now. Go ahead, Speaker Goodfox.
Thank you. So I support this legislation, and then also, and just listening to you all from the back, I thought, well, we could probably revamp our questionnaire, right? So we could put on there, you know, questions that we want to make ensure that they will be aware of before we confirm that individual. So the questionnaire should probably be revamped. And then also we could, in our packets that we send to them with the questionnaire, include parts of the copies of the law and or the Constitution as well. And so I think that should probably be a collaborative effort with this law. And it will make it a stronger, you know, it will make it something, the process to be stronger for those individuals to be aware of what laws that they need to be following.
Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Speaker. Go ahead, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, everybody, for your comments. And I do appreciate every comment and question. And I do want to go back to something that Congressman Maker said. But first, I want to address the fact that, you know, in 2016, when I was first campaigning, I talked about, you know, the vetting of our board members. And I have had lots of conversation over the time, and we're still, you know, figuring out and maneuvering, you know, what's the best way for us to vet. I've had the conversation before with our council about And he's researching it for me about the questionnaire. And I believe he told me that it would be in CA where they would look at that questionnaire for any amendments to it. And I would love to do that. I would love to have this particular question concerning this law that you will complete, that you must complete, you know, the orientation within 60 days or and that they agree to it. And so just like they have all the other questions on there, but it is something that I have been in conversation with our Council Gill in different ways on trying to improve the process for us and in trying to vet out these board members, because this isn't born just from the hearings and what most recently happened. Congresswoman Stabler talked about it briefly. You know, we've come down here and confirmed people that now we wish we hadn't confirmed. I mean that, and I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for myself to say there is a vote that I would change today if I could. And I'm only human, and I own that. So, but looking further back, we have not equipped them well enough. And I love what you said, Congresswoman Stabler, about we can do some of that here to help them and support them and do our due diligence on this side of the law. Now, as to what Congressman Maker said, maybe decreasing the amount of days, one of the things that as far as like the requirement or whatever, one thing I definitely don't want to. Got it. I don't know why it's so touchy, isn't it? Sorry, my mic went dead. One thing that I want to be able to afford them is the time to be sworn in, which could take a little bit of time, you know, from the time that they're actually appointed. And then if they have any type of bonding that's needed, and then also any like gaming license, that's one of the particulars that I would look at, because I know they can get a temporary gaming license pretty quick. But they also then get a permanent gaming license. So I wouldn't want to hinder that in any way. And that's one of the reasons why I wasn't supportive of Congressman Tillman's resolution for 30 days to get them confirmed in 30 days, because I just, the window was definitely too short in the how the wheels of government turn. And so that's, you know, I felt like 60 was a good number. I didn't really want to go, you know, I'm not opposed to going 90, but you're already 3 months into their, you know, 6 month appointment time before confirmation. So, but I'm not opposed to amendments. I would like for it not to go less, but if it's the committee's will, then it's the committee's will.
Thank you, Congresswoman Lemon. Anyone else? Go ahead, Congressman Maker.
Well, would that number then, days out, be up to the person who designs the orientation then? If you said we're not supposed to micromanage this orientation, would it be up to those who put it together?
Good question, Congressman Maker. So the purpose of the law, I like to kind of, this is kind of a weird description, but think of like a baseball diamond. So the law is the huge fence that protects us from foul balls and everything. We want that as wide as possible. So we're going to put that 60-day marker. We'll give them that much time. Pretty much everything else is from that fence in. Everything else, they can craft kind of their own. Yeah, well, the individual boards and the executive branch working together can craft their own processes and stuff. But yeah, we want to set the law as a firm deadline. If that, I hope that helps. That's the way I think about things sometimes. So.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of things that would help this and how make it clear to me how some of these people live a long ways off, you know, out of state even, you know, and, I'm just saying, you know, what can be convenient for them if they can do this by Zoom or I stated earlier, and also if for some reason they can't do it, they are automatically disqualified. Thank you. But I know it's needed. I mean, I'm for that. I'm just trying to see in my mind how this is going to work successfully.
Yeah, so we wouldn't want to make a law where we restrict, like, yeah, if a board wants to do all Zoom, that's perfectly fine. They just still got to abide by that 60. They just got to have show that within 60 days they've had this per the law, basically. So. Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this bill? Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you, Chair. Motion to report ONCA 2355 with the due pass recommendation.
Second. There's a motion to report out ONCA 2355 with a due pass recommendation and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? There is none. Motion carries. Moving on, Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.